Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Rich Jenkins, co-founder and VP of Business Development for GetFugu Incorporated, as well as Michael J. Solomon, chairman of the board. GetFugu trades on the bulletin board, and the ticker symbol is GFGU. And it's a technology company focused on developing mobile search tools. Thanks for joining us today, gentlemen.
Absolutely.
Now, start off by talking to us about, the core concept of your technology, which is for cell phones to, instead of now typing in the full, URL, that you have a four-pronged approach to searching out some products on your cell phone.
Yeah, I mean, the idea for GetFugu really came...
And this is Michael?
No, this is Rich.
Oh, Rich, okay.
And, we've spent billions of dollars as an industry building pretty phones, but we spent absolutely no time building ways to retrieve content from it. I mean, just the physical size of the keyboard changing makes it almost impossible to surf the web with it. So the idea behind GetFugu was simply, why not create a tool that plays to the strength of the phone? Since every phone has a microphone, why not build voice recognition into it? 97% of all phones have cameras, so why not build something that, has logo recognition into it? And if you add to that a growing number of GPS-enabled phones, now you've got a matrix that makes sense, and you've got kind of a cool platform that can be used to retrieve content. So instead of having to type www.nike.com, I can just point the camera at my shoe, the logo on my shoe, or just say Nike into the phone. If I want to get a special offer from Starbucks while I'm walking past the store, I can just take my phone and point it at the logo in the window, download the coupon, walk in, and redeem the coupon right there. Right? You've got a tool that's much, much easier to use and a platform that advertisers can exploit, to help interact with people where they're at.
Right, yeah. And, that really, makes sense with a lot of... right now I know as far as, there's an app for iPhones where if you, I guess it's a lot used for students. If they take a picture of a textbook, then it'll go to Amazon. It'll show them the different, price ranges of it. So is it capable as far as showing different, ranges and prices and things like that, just to kind of give the consumer
Sure.
a little bit of a better, idea? Now that part's, very understandable. Talk to us a little bit more about, what's involved with hot spotting and location, georeality?
I mean, the ability, advertisers came to us and basically said, look, for a consumer to have pointed their camera at a logo, or spoken our keyword indicates a high level of interest. How do we monetize that interest? How can we provide a way for people to use their phones, to help bring e-commerce or to bring transactions to us? And that's really where hotspotting came from. Hotspotting is the ability to watch a video and simply touch on a touchscreen phone or point to on a trackball phone, any of the products or items within the video. So if I'm watching Paris Hilton walk from her car to a restaurant, I can click on her skirt, I can click on her shirt, I can even click on her handbag and actually get a link to that product and purchase that handbag directly on my phone. It's a tool that provides a way for consumers to reach the products they're watching.
Yeah, my wife might like that one, but remind me not to get it for her. So are you guys launching it? You guys are launching the product, on 999?
We are. We're out launching September 9th, and, we'll take this out and help, and really introduce it to consumers. And we want to get consumers involved. We want them to be a part of the product. We want them to help us build the product, and tell us simply by what they're pointing and clicking at what they're interested in. And, this really sets the stage for a product we think will really have global appeal. And with Michael's addition of content, the ability to bring, programs and products and things that people are really interested in seeing and want to interact with, to GetFugu, I mean, it's an unbeatable combination.
Great. And So, Michael, perhaps you can just talk a little bit. I know you just recently, joined the team. So, can you just tell us a little bit about some of the, that experience that you bring over?
Well, I've been in the content business for many, many, many years, too many to say in this interview because then it'll make me sound like an old guy. Don't want to do that. But my main business has been in distributing content to motion picture theaters and television stations, cable stations, satellite, all over the world. And I started out many years ago just loading films on trucks for a movie company and then lived abroad for many, many years and actually pioneered the international marketplace for American content and eventually became the largest distributor of American television product in the world for over 35 years. So I worked for United Artists for 8 years, MCA Universal for 14 years, then started my own company called Telepictures Corporation, and went public 14 months after I started it, and we became the largest syndication company in the United States. As a matter of fact, our company created syndication in the U.S. market, and I took that theory of syndication and I applied it internationally. So I became a pioneer in introducing product to Western product to India, China, Russia, Latin America, Eastern Europe, et cetera. And so today I'm taking advantage of all of those relationships and that knowledge for the benefit of GetFugo. I have a pretty big operation in China, for example. My company is the largest distributor of Chinese language programs in the world because we stream live 11 television channels in Chinese and 11 radio stations. And what we're going to do is take all of that Chinese programming and put it on GetFugo. So there are 100 million Chinese that live outside of the United States, outside of China, rather, in the U.S., Europe, Asia, Latin America, et cetera. So they will be able to get Chinese language programming 24/7 on these channels, which is quite exciting. And then we take that same theory and we bring it to the Hispanic market, we bring it to the French market, we bring it to the German market, et cetera. So all of a sudden, GetFugo is content-wise is a company that will make available to the consumer content in many different languages. There are many companies, as we all know, like Hulu, et cetera, that make distribution deals with the studios, and it's kind of like everybody has the same product. Well, we want to zig while other people zag. And so the content that we're going to offer is content that has not been seen before. In addition to that, I've been producing for a long time. When I formed Telepictures, 7 years later, we actually bought a company called Lorimar and became Lorimar Telepictures, and we produce and distributed Dallas, Falcon Crest, Knots Landing, et cetera. And so we have that studio experience, and so what we're doing is we're going to produce these what we call webisodes. We're going to produce 5 to 7 or 3 to 5 minute, whatever is acceptable by the consumer, soap operas. Let's say that we do a sort of a Sex in the City type soap opera, 3 to 5 minutes. And that's a good example for our hotspotting because the girls will wear beautiful gowns and dresses and great fashion and shoes and pocketbooks and brooches, et cetera. And the consumer all over the world will be able to hotspot and order whatever appeals to them. And in 2 or 3 days, they have the merchandise in their home. And that's very, very unusual. Also, for the motion picture and entertainment industry, this is very, very attractive from a marketing standpoint. Let's say, for example, one of the studios releases a movie, let's say Harry Potter. The consumer can access Harry Potter by just saying Harry Potter. Or they could look at an ad for Harry Potter in a newspaper or on a billboard and take a picture of it, and all of a sudden they go to Harry Potter. So Harry Warner Brothers could play a trailer of Harry Potter. They could tell you where it's playing. You could buy a ticket in the theater in your neighborhood, and you could order merchandise. So the e-commerce dimension of hotspotting is absolutely enormous, and GetFugu has developed, in our estimation, the premier hotspotting feature of any technology in the marketplace today. So that becomes very, very attractive. And so that's a little of the experience that I've had. Well, Lorimar Telepictures eventually we sold to Warner Brothers, and I became president of Warner Brothers International and became the largest distribution company of American content for Warner Brothers. That kind of a relationship, of course, holds me in very good stead to the benefit of GetFugu because of all the friends and relationships that I've made over the years. So, as I said, I'm strictly a content guy, and content has to marry with technology because technology without content really is almost meaningless. And you can have the greatest product in the world, but if it's not well distributed, the content doesn't mean very much either. So I'm very, very pleased to be a part of GetFugu. It's a great team of people, and the technology is very, very exciting for a guy like me who's been in the industry for so many years and really epitomizes what distribution really is since I started distributing so many years ago, and what it's evolved into. What GetFugu has, technologically speaking, is the future, and I just love to work in the future. So that's my story.
Well, yeah, certainly the you know, the possibilities as far as, you know, product placement and, you know, are very are endless, and it certainly, the technology certainly seems, you know, the next logical step in the you know, in the course of where we're evolving, and you know, especially with all the cell phones and uses and instant gratification. So can you talk a little bit about some of the trends right now in the market, you know, especially regarding the mandate for the universal broadband connectivity, and how well positioned, you know, I know you kind of already touched on it, but how well positioned the you know, the company is to capitalize on some of those these emerging trends.
Well, I mean, certainly the cell phone. You know, cell phone is a ubiquitous device. You're five times more likely to notice that your cell phone's gone than your wallet's gone. And with just such a huge install base, I mean, everything's moving that way. And the content providers that we've talked to, you know, brand conversations don't happen, you know, necessarily while you're tethered to a PC or watching television. They happen when you're in the coffee shop. They happen when you're meeting with friends or on the bus or, you know, out doing your day-to-day business. And, you know, this is an opportunity for you to have access to content, access to the advertiser, to the brand, to the information, you know, wherever you're at. Certainly with a renewal rate, you know, of over a billion units a year, you know, the technology trends, the handsets are getting smarter, they're getting slimmer, they're getting faster. We're working with chipset manufacturers to help build code and get our libraries, you know, installed in the chipsets, which even optimize the application more. You know, we just see the devices becoming more and more kind of the, you know, the in the crosshairs of all of these computing devices and the history of where that technology is going. You know, it's the platform of the future.
Certainly, and so how many? Maybe it's a hard question to gauge, but how many competitors would you say you have in this sector? And I know it's I mean, would you consider a niche market? And if so, how many, you know, competitors do you have in this sort of technology?
Sure. I mean, we have competitors that are in various pieces that have various pieces of our technology and that have voice recognition. Certainly we've seen that, you know, emerging in the mobile space as an important interface. There are logo recognition or visual recognition competitors as well, you know, that are coming into small selected services. But you really haven't seen anything that's a cross-platform, carrier-agnostic, country-agnostic, you know, application that just works everywhere. And that's the main purpose of GetFugu, is to get out and be that, you know, be that open-source platform for everyone. You know, create a tool set that can be used anywhere, you know, and enable the brands, enable the advertisers with the tools they need to bring their content to the user. You know, we really don't have a one-to-one competitor yet.
Right. Well, you know, I'm not on your marketing team, but it seems like, you know, it's, you have a you know, you have something for each sense. You know, all of each of us, I guess, is learn or you know, soak up information, and whether it be, you know, by sight, by touch, by, you know, so it kind of seems that it caters to each, you know, each different person's you know, way of soaking in information and you know, taking in advertising. So what else would you say besides this, you know, this differentiates, you know, GetFugu from other players in your sector? I know, like you said, like you mentioned, you have the, you know, the different, you know, the different technologies. Would it, you say that it's the fact that you have all the technologies kind of under one umbrella, or what else would you say differentiates you guys?
It enables the advertiser to connect to the consumers in a direct way. They can build their own interface. The interface is super simple to use, and it makes us unique. I mean, you can sculpt the interface that you want consumers to see however you'd like it, whether that includes custom graphics, whether that includes custom links. You know, it's not something that has to fit within a template of that somebody else has created. It's something that you can put out there that plays to the strengths of your products. So if you're selling soup, you can highlight recipes and you can show cooking videos and you can offer coupons. If you're selling game devices, you can have demos of the games. You can have, you know, links for accessories and even a discussion board of people that are talking about your product. If you're selling pharmaceutical products, it's a way to educate the consumer. It's, like I say, every advertiser has different needs, and this provides a single platform for all of them to reach and to build the information the way they need it.
Great answer, and perhaps you can also walk us through through your background and experience.
Mine? I cut my teeth at Kraft. I started working in the business development and M&A areas at Kraft, and years and years and years ago, and have gone from that, really came up through developing products for Microsoft, technologies for Microsoft and for Sprint, and, you know, for a handful of AOL, you know, a handful of different vendors. I've always been interested in kind of the higher levels, higher uses of technology, you know, and things that really have direct impact on consumers, you know, and in the way that they interact with technology. I'm a big stubby bad speller guy, and I try to build technologies that even I can use.
Great. Yeah, exactly. And so I'll direct this to both of you then. I guess maybe, you know, Rich, you could, Michael, you can answer first. So what specific goals or what sort of objectives has the management team set for GetFugu over the course of the next year?
Well, to get GetFugu on as many telephones as possible all over the world. We have a good relationship with many of the carriers in many different parts of the world. And what we need more than anything is exposure, and what we need is as many eyeballs as we can get. That's our goal. Our goal is to market this in a way that GetFugu becomes almost a household word, We believe that we have this incredible technology that nobody else has. I'm not saying that one day somebody else might have something similar, but I always like to be first out of the block, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to be first out of the block, and I think it's important that we are a global operation as opposed to just a U.S. or a North American operation. And so in the first 12 months, we have plans really to operate. We've just in the process, contract not signed yet, but getting into India, getting into China, and you know, you're talking about a 1.5 billion people in China and 1.1 billion in India. Well, I like that kind of numbers, and we're very, very close to the major operator in Egypt and the Middle East. And in a very short period of time after our launch, we believe that we'll be on 110 million telephones in Egypt and the Middle East. So that's really our goal. Our goal is to also sign up as many brands as possible. I think there are 400 million brands. Is that correct, Rich?
Yes.
In the world, 400 million brands, and we intend to sign up many millions of brands that will be involved with us. Brands like a Nike, like a Gap, like a Starbucks, department stores, et cetera. So, and we intend to produce a lot of our own programming, original programming, and we intend to do a lot of foreign language programs as well. So, I mean, once you have the technology, to me, the technology is like a branch of a, like the trunk of a tree, and we're just going to create the branches. And the branches are just, they could be just thousands of different areas that we can go into because of the technology. That's our goal.
Yeah, once you have that, you know, key technology in place, it's just about, you know, like you said, going after, you know, going after the new business.
Exactly.
And Rich, would you say that's a good good summation of the you know, the company's goals over the next year?
Yeah, I would agree. I would tend to look at it in a theoretical way too. And look, we're over the next 12 months, we're going to introduce Get Food to the consumer as a tool that makes your cell phone easier to use. We're going to introduce Get Food to the advertiser as a way to reach brands where your consumers are, and let the two be introduced to each other, and let them grow and develop a relationship using GetFugu as the platform.
Great. And so moving on, in terms of – I may have a follow-up question later. We have time. But in terms of the actual company's growth, will you continue to look to grow organically, or would you consider any M&A activities?
We're opportunists, and we already have ideas about perhaps tying up with one or two other companies. And I think once we are exposed, I think we become very attractive also to other companies to tie in with us. And I think the more that people are exposed to our company, the more they want to be part of us. So mergers and acquisitions are definitely in the cards. Right now, we have no specifics.
So theoretically, what you know, what sort of criteria do you look for as far as you know, companies that you're looking to acquire? I mean, I guess the easy answer would be that, you know, it fits into your business model where you can kind of, you know, do dual business. Is that sound about right?
It has to be obviously a company that's very strategic to us, and a company that can contribute to our revenue where two and two make five.
Right.
Certainly. And so in terms of investors, gentlemen, do you believe that right now investors understand the general direction of the company?
Well, when you say investors, again, we're just in the beginning. We haven't really been exposed to investors, so to speak. The few investors that we have presented this to, I will tell you, and this is not a hype, I guarantee you it's not a hype, are very, very excited about being a part of it and very excited about investing in our company. But they have been a few of them because we found it so interesting of the few that we've presented this to. They understood it, and they were very attracted to it. So we have not been out sort of on a roadshow trying to drum up a lot of investors. I think we're just going to have one or two investors at the end of the day without having the terrible time that I've been involved in many times in my career of having to go on road shows and going to New York and Chicago and San Francisco and Europe, et cetera, trying to raise money. I don't think that our company is going to have to go through that.
Well, that's great. And I just wanted one follow-up, and then I'll conclude. So in terms of some of this new programming, so you're saying the company will produce its own programming, and that'll kind of be based on product placement. So do you think that
hotspotting?
Do you think how do you think the response will be to that? Do you think that consumers will kind of be agreeable to? I guess there's a lot of it on the web now, but do you think that consumers how do you think they'll react to seeing maybe like a 3-minute or like a 5-minute video where they know it's strictly aimed at getting them to to buy something? Or do you think they're already kind of used to that sort of
Well, you have to make the content attractive where they're watching it because they're interested in the program itself. The e-commerce is sort of like a secondary dimension to what we're doing. And I believe that execution is the most important thing, and not necessarily the idea of us making money on the e-commerce side. I think what's important is that the 3 to 5 minute drama that we produce stands alone on itself. And we're going to develop content, which by the way has for the consumer the opportunity to hotspot, to touch the screen, and to order anything that they want to order. I think that's a great incentive for people to watch our soap operas. And but they're going to want to watch because they want to go to the next episode, just like Sex and the City. They're going to want to see what happens to the characters.
Great. Thanks for clearing that up. And once again, joining us today is Rich Jenkins, co-founder and VP of Business Development for GetFugu Incorporated, as well as Michael J. Solomon, the new chairman of the board. And the company trades on the bulletin board. The ticker symbol is GFGU. And GetFugu is currently trading at 76 cents a share. And before we conclude, gentlemen, what are some of the key reasons why GetFugu, GFGU, represents a good long-term investment opportunity to potential investors?
Rich, you want to take that?
It's the platform of the future. It's the way that consumer actions are going. It reaches consumers where they're at on a device that they use every day.
Well, we certainly it's definitely a great product. Like you mentioned, that makes a lot of sense. That's the capabilities are there, and we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's progress, and look forward to reporting on the continued growth. And I'd like to thank you both for taking the time to join me and to update our investors today.
Thank you, Juan.
Thank you.
appreciate the fact that you took the time also to speak with us.
Hey, anytime.